Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettea along with Charlie Long. We're holding down the fort here on the sports side of things. Want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, spending time with your family and friends, and just be safe on the road if you're traveling. Got a lot of people riding around and moving about, so be careful. And from all of us here, including Steve Geller, Bobby Hebert, Deuce McAllister, Mike Haas, along with Charlie and I, we wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Charlie, it's our Pick 6 segment, and so we're going to do it now and get it cranked up, and we got a three-way tie for the number one spot.
Yeah, how about that, Mike? We're all the way into, I don't know how long we've been doing Pick 6 now. Probably this is week 17 of doing it, maybe 18. Yep. But we're all tied. I mean, the three of us, me, you, and Bobby. I'll get to the records in just a second. Just recapping last week, Oklahoma let me, you, Steve all down. Bobby picked Alabama, so he picked up a game on us there. But then Texas A&M let me, Bobby, and Steve down. Mike, you picked Miami. You were the only one to take the Hurricanes. That worked out for you. Steve and I got Ole Miss correct. Mike and Bobby got Tulane incorrect. And then, oh my goodness, I had texted you about this. The Oregon heroic collapse in the second half, the backdoor cover by James Madison. Bobby was the only one that took JMU plus 21, plus the points. They score on like a fourth and goal at the one at the very end of the game to backdoor cover it. Steve, Mike, myself, we all pick up a loss there. So I'm sitting here with like a 1-3 record. I'm not feeling good about the college football playoff. To be fair, I hated all the lines entering the weekend. I made that known. I did not like any of these plays. But then we got to the NFL and things started to pick up. Thursday night football was awesome. I mean, the Seahawks and the Rams game was probably, I think of the Bills-Ravens game back from week one, but outside of those two games, I don't think there's been a better game played this entire season than the Rams-Seahawks and that Bills-Ravens matchup. Mike, you had taken the Seahawks. Steve had taken the Seahawks. Bobby and I got the Rams. We technically won. Despite the Rams losing that game, they were plus 1.5. They lost by one. They covered that spread. Incredible, incredible matchup, though. The three of us, me, you, and Bobby, all got the Saints correct. Steve got the Jets incorrect, plus 5.5. And then we had a split decision here. Mike, you and I went with the Panthers. I felt good about that Panthers pick. They ended up winning outright. Bobby and Steve ended up going with the Buccaneers, so they picked up losses there. Just kind of summing everything up here, Bobby and I went 4-3. Mike, you went 3-4. And Steve went 1-6. So recapping the current standings, Mike, Bobby, myself, we are all 52-54. Steve is at 46-60 right now. So I have Steve's picks. I have Bobby's picks. We'll do Pick 6 as usual. It's just on a different day than we typically do. You know, Mike, I went through the college football bowl list. Steve and I came to the consensus that we'll do the playoff games next week, and we'll kind of break down Ohio State and Miami, which is that first game, and then the triple header the next day on New Year's Day with, obviously, Indiana and in Alabama. I don't have it in front of me. Oregon and Texas Tech. And then what's the last? Georgia and Ole Miss. So we'll talk about those next week. But for now, we have a couple of college football bowls that I picked out. The Pop-Tarts Bowl, I think, is a lot of fun. Number 22, Georgia Tech versus number 12, BYU. BYU, 4.5-point favorites in Orlando. Bobby's got BYU. Steve's got BYU. And I will make it 3 in a row, taking the Cougars over the Yellow Jackets in Orlando here, Mike. But I think it's probably one of the more intriguing bowl matchups. As much as people like to say that bowl season's dead and nobody really cares about the bowls anymore, I like to see a old classic kind of old-fashioned top 25 matchup in the bowls, and this is definitely it. So Georgia Tech, BYU, I got the Cougars alongside Hebert and Geller.
I'm going with Georgia Tech.
Okay.
I'm standing alone. I'm going to go with the Yellow Jackets. Both teams are built pretty closely there, but I don't know, just a gut feeling with Georgia Tech there. I know they have one of the top coaches in college football. He does a great job, and, man, people don't realize how difficult it is to get in at Georgia Tech.
Right.
You're not getting in there with no expired driver's license. I mean, you got to have some smarts to get in there. And, you know, he's a very talented team. They're very physical up front. I think they can match the physicality of BYU, and they're better at quarterback.
And BYU has also let you down a couple of times this year, Mike, when we've picked up
against
Texas
Tech. Yeah, but that don't mean
nothing
to me. Yeah. I've been let down a lot before.
Yeah.
So, but I just think in these sort of games, quarterbacks make a difference.
Yeah, I agree. I like BYU's defense. I think that they've played tough throughout the entire season. The one team that really beat them down was Texas Tech, and that's just they're bigger. They're bigger, they're stronger, they're more athletic than BYU. I think this is a much more even matchup for the Cougars, and I think we'll see a good game ultimately in the Pop-Tarts Bowl, which has become one of the more fun bowl games throughout.
You know, that would have been the game Notre Dame would have played in.
Yeah, that was the game they opted out of, so, you know. Congrats to Marcus Freeman and whatever the Notre Dame athletic director has been spewing out of his mouth for the past couple of weeks. Up next, we got the Texas Bowl, number 21, Houston, 2.5-point favorites against LSU in Houston. Once again, we have Bobby taking Houston -2.5, Steve taking Houston -2.5. Mike, I don't really know which direction to go with this one. You know, listening to Coach Fritz talk about the difference of size between the SEC and the Big 12, it's just kind of stark. The only real team that could match up to the physicality and the size that LSU may present with Houston was that Texas Tech team that they had played, a team that won the Big 12 and a team that went to the College Football Playoff. So it's kind of tough for me. I lean Houston because I just, like you said last hour, it means more to Coach Fritz than it does in that Houston program than it does to LSU, which feels like they're more looking ahead towards the Lane Kiffin era and the transfer portal window that's about to open up in about a week and a half. Give me Houston -2.5. I don't feel great about this pick, though.
That's an easy pick for me, Houston. Okay. LSU's offense, man, what offense? I mean, they've struggled all season long. And, you know, without pieces here and there, how are they going to score? You got to score to win. And your defense has played pretty well, but you got to score. I'm going to go with the Cougars. To me, of all the picks, and I saw all of them, this was the easier pick for me. I'm going to go with the Houston Cougars.
It just, to your point, Mike, the weighing out Frank Wilson's last ride with LSU because he's not going to be returning to LSU after this game, and the finishing out the season the right way, he's talked about that in pressers before. That was a couple weeks ago. We haven't heard from him at all this week. But then just hearing from Coach Fritz and the tangible goal of getting to win number 10 for this Houston Cougars team. It just, I think it means more to them. I'm right there with you. So give me the Cougars -2.5. That is our first clean sweep. So that hasn't necessarily been a good thing for our pick'em. So maybe the Tigers can pick up a nice win in Houston.
Yeah. And just to tell everybody, this coming Saturday, starting at 4:00, Herb Tyler and I will be doing our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger tailgating show. Herb and I will be at Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge, and we'll be on from 4 to 6:15, and we hand it off to the LSU Radio Network. But come visit Herb and I at Acme Oyster House Saturday afternoon from 4 to 6:15. Always got a great crowd, and man, people super to us there, so we really appreciate it. We'll be back with more Pick 6 right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike DeTillo along with Charlie Long. We're in our Pick 6 segment. We finished with our college football picks, and now we go to the pros. Charlie?
So, you know, I wanted to put a Christmas game on here, Mike, but the Christmas slate is just not great. And it's really sad. You would figure that they could flex some of these games out. I know that injuries play a huge part into this, like the quarterbacks that are going to be going on Christmas Day. It's the Cowboys and the Commanders, and you're going to have Josh Johnson going the third-string QB for the Commies. Like, Mariota's out. Jaden Daniels is out. It is what it is there, I guess. And then you have the Lions and the Vikings, and you have Max Brosmer again, who was just had a miserable first start in his NFL career. I felt bad for the kid, the UDFA out of Minnesota. He's going up against a Lions team. And then the nightcap, everyone was kind of excited initially for, hey, Broncos versus Chiefs again. But, you know, Pat Mahomes gets hurt, and then Gardner Minshew gets hurt. So now you have Chris Olatokun, I think, getting start.
Yep.
For the Kansas City Chiefs, and it's just, it's not a really good slate. You wish that the NFL could kind of flex some of these games out, but it is what it is. The first game we're going to be going with, Mike, is a Saturday game, so it's still an earlier matchup for this upcoming weekend. It's maybe my favorite one of the entire week. The Texans at the Chargers, both these teams are white hot, especially in the AFC. The Texans have won 7 straight. The Chargers have won 7 of their last 8, I think 4 straight. Both teams are playing excellent football. Bobby's got the Texans +2.5. Steve's got the Texans +2.5. Chargers, as I had forgotten to mention, are favored by 2.5 at home. I will take the Texans here. I am so back and forth on this game, but one thing just stands out. That ferocious defensive line that the Texans have and that terrible offensive line that the Chargers have. I know the Chargers have been winning games despite it. All credit in the world to Herbert and Harbaugh and what they've been able to do there. But I just like the matchup for the Texans. Give me the Texans +2.5. You get a couple points, too.
Yeah, I'll do it a clean sweep. I like the Texans here. Their defense at front 7 is as good as you'll find in the NFL. Man, they come after you. And the biggest weakness, Texans up front, offensive line.
Right.
All I can say, C.J. Stroud better get that ball out quick to Nico Collins because Will Anderson and company, and they coming for you. But I'm going to make it a clean sweep. I'm going to go with the Texans.
Danielle Hunter, Will Anderson, come through for me. Get after Herbert. And that's a good secondary, too. I think Stingley was recently named a Pro Bowler. But the Texans just have an awesome defense, and against that Chargers offensive line, I think it's a mismatch. Now we're moving on to Sunday's slate, Mike. We got the Saints 2.5-point favorites on the road at Tennessee against the Titans. Bobby's got the Saints, of course. Steve's got the Titans +2.5. Oh, boy, this is another one I'm a little bit back and forth on. I will ride with the Saints. I know the Titans are a little bit hot entering this matchup, but the Saints have been playing some really good football. People will say, you know, the game against the Jets, oh, it's just the Jets. They treated the Jets like a bad team. And I think the Titans and the Saints, as you had mentioned, they have some similarities here. That's why the line is pretty tight. But give me the quarterback that has been playing better throughout his starts. I know that Cam Ward has shown flashes, but I think Shuck's been a little bit more consistent. Give me the Saints -2.5.
This one I had to think about a little bit, it being at home in Nashville. I've seen the biggest improvement in the Titans over the last month has been their running game.
Right.
They've been able to crank it up with Pollard and Spears pretty well, and Cam Ward. He is a threat as a runner. But I'm going to go with the Saints here. I think the Saints are a better overall team. Now, man, Jeffrey Simmons and Sweat, they're going to be really difficult for the Saints interior offensive line to handle. I think it comes down to Charlie Smith. Hit the field goal, Charlie, and get it over with. I'm going to go with the Saints.
Cover that 2.5 for us, Charlie. We'll see how it goes. Up next, we got the Eagles at the Bills. Another really fun matchup. Buffalo 1.5-point favorites at home. Bobby is taking the Eagles +1.5. Steve's also got the Eagles, shockingly enough. I will go with the Bills here, Mike. I know that on paper you think the Bills' run defense has been terrible, and you know the Eagles, but the Eagles' rushing attack hasn't been that good either. Their offensive line play has regressed, I think, and I will just go with the better quarterback here in a very tight situation. I trust Josh Allen more than Jalen Hurts. Give me Buffalo -1.5.
I'm going to go with the Eagles here. They've got to be able to build some semblance of confidence offensively. I know their defense is bad to the bone. They really play an aggressive style. That has been what Vic Fangio has done his entire career. And so in this here, it's almost a pick'em game. So right. I'm going to go with the Eagles.
Wrapping up our pick six here and our four-game NFL slate, Sunday Night Football, the Chicago Bears, who've taken control of the NFC North after taking out the Packers this past week, at the San Francisco 49ers, the 49ers 3-point favorites at home. Mike, I think the 49ers are still in contention for the NFC West title. I don't know.
Yes, I think technically they are. It would take a few things to happen, but yeah, they technically still involved.
I don't know who the lead contenders are. Mike Vrabel comes to mind. Liam Cohen comes to mind. Just coach of the year. Kyle Shanahan has to get some votes. I mean, he has to be in consideration for what he's done with such a banged-up team, having them in this position at the end of the season. The Bears are underdogs once again. They've been pretty plucky as underdogs this season, Mike. Bobby's got the Bears plus +3. Steve's going different here with the 49ers minus -3. I really liked what I saw from the 49ers offense against Indianapolis on Monday night, where they just kind of, I don't want to say woke up, because they're getting some players and some pieces back healthy. This is a real fun matchup. I'll ultimately go with the Bears because, you know, 3 points, it's a field goal. It might be a field goal type of game. This could be a push. But give me Chicago. I think they're really getting hot towards the end of the season. And I think they knocked the 49ers down a peg.
This will be a real test for Caleb Williams. Robert Saleh throws you a lot of different things looks-wise defensively. And, man, what Shanahan's done is remarkable. Mike Vrabel's going to win Coach of the Year because of where he caught the Patriots when he took over and where they're going to end up finishing. But Shanahan has just done a fantastic job with this 49er team. You know what? Give me the 49ers.
Okay. Yeah, that is a real close matchup. Once again, it very well could be a push, and we all get the win, but we'll see what happens. I think it's going to be a great kind of cap off to the Sunday slate, which is significantly better, as I mentioned, than anything that the NFL is going to be putting on Christmas Day.
Yeah, the NFL Christmas Day thing, because of the injuries at quarterback, just kind of sunk the boat there.
Yes,
but, Charlie, I'm telling you, man, NFL is king.
Oh, they're going to
watch
stiff-arm
the ratings
NBA.
They're going to have on it, and people don't like to hear this if you're in the league and all, but it is true. Gambling.
Yeah.
It is easier to gamble now than any other time. And so that has played a big part in kind of taking the NFL, which was at the highest level before, but even higher than that, because now they're tag teamed with the NFL. They've tagged with it. And, man, they promote this game like nothing else. So I think despite the fact that games will not be maybe what we thought when we looked at the schedule, gambling, and you watching that or the NBA?
It's always funny because I remember LeBron said, I think either last year or 2 years ago, that, oh, the NBA is still the Christmas holiday, or
what?
Christmas is for the NBA. And it's just, look at the numbers, man. They just get stiff-armed. The NFL has shoved the NBA into a locker when it comes to Christmas Day, and they do not care about the moaning and complaining from NBA fans. It's just going to get more viewership.
They shoved them in the lock and put the lock on it.
Yeah.
Bang! You know, so that's just the way it is. The NFL is king.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.